new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Roads, weather, and schools, top priority at 8:06 on January the 19th. Let's live, dig right into it. Let's get into the road situation first. John Catino is the director of the Delaware County Emergency Management Agency. Steve Lindell talking to John, who's literally in motion right now, I think. Right, John?
Yes, Steve. Good morning. We are. I'm with Kyle Johnson, and we're out driving the county roads and the city streets today to give you a live report of how they look.
What do your eyeballs tell you to tell our listeners right now?
First and foremost, Steve, take your time, slow down. City street departments and county highway departments have both been out since midnight treating roads. So they're doing their best, but they still need some time. The snow came down pretty heavy around 3 or 4 o'clock this morning, so they had to go back over. Most of the main roads in the city are wet and slushy, but they still could be slick. They started hitting the secondary roads around 6 a.m. this morning. County highway crews are still out salting and sanding intersections in the county, but they are still slick. So please just slow down and take your time. Give them some room too if you come across them. Let them get their jobs done.
Yeah, they're big old trucks and they're hard to motivate, so stay out of their way because they're doing good work for us. City streets, not your direct responsibility as the county, the Delaware County EMA director, but I think the mayor has told me in the past the number of inches that we received last night probably isn't enough for plows to drop on those city side streets and so forth. Is that your recollection too?
Yeah, I did talk to Donnie Wright this morning about 6, and their main focus was the main roads, Broadway, McGalliard, Madison, but they had good progress on those, so they were moving over to the secondary roads and starting to hit those as well. But with the snow still falling for now, they may have to go back and hit some of those main roads again, but they will get to them. Just give them some time, and just if we can slow down, that helps them out as well.
Say hi to Kyle for me, too. He's probably driving while you're doing the radio interview. I hope we're doing this safely.
Yes, he's my pilot today, and I'm in the co-pilot's chair.
Excellent. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it. Anything changes, feel free to get back to us. We'll get it on the radio right away, like always, okay?
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you.
All right, excellent. John Catino there. Thanks for the live interview at 8:08 Eastern Time. Snow continues to fall. The most of it has fallen by now. It's going to get colder. In fact, we're going to get the explanation from the WMUN meteorologist, Paul Poteet, right now.
Morning snow diminishes to scattered snow showers, but winds from the northwest will give us single-digit wind chills by late morning and afternoon. Temps will fall from around 20 early to the mid-teens. Then for tonight, a wind chill advisory, a low of 4. Tomorrow, partly sunny, and a high of just 17. 22 Sunshine Sunday.
Hey, 22. I could probably cook some steak in the backyard in that kind of heat. You got to cook all weather. Steve Lindell saying hello to my beautiful wife, Nancy. We just made a date earlier for tomorrow night. How about that? My beautiful mommy in Minnesota listening too. I see other listeners on the Alexa devices. Our internet is up and running now. We had web problems earlier this morning. Matt Howell, Farmhouse Creative, works for us, could work for you and your business, too. He does great work. He got us up and running very quickly. All right, next item here. The Indiana Supreme Court will have to make a decision on the Delphi murders case. Donnie Burgess has the story.
Basically, you have suspect Richard Allen, who wanted his old legal team back. Allen's counsel says Special Judge Fran Gull violated Allen's representation rights. Gull's counsel, Matt Gutwein, says the old legal team had to go.
It is certainly not consistent with the norms of the profession to negligently and repeatedly allow the unauthorized disclosure of highly confidential material that will pollute the jury pool.
But the High Court ruled in Allen's favor, reinstating Baldwin and Rosie late Thursday evening, but denied the request to remove Judge Gall from the case and for a speedy trial. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
Prosecutors are asking the court to add two new counts of kidnapping and murder to Allen's case as well. That's additional counts, and that just came through court proceedings yesterday in the Delphi murders case. Steve Lindell, live 8:10 Eastern Time. In Delaware County, there was a 105-year prison term handed out by Judge Cannon. Jason D. Harris was convicted of murder, criminal confinement, unlawful possession of a firearm by a serious violent felon, obstruction of justice, and theft, and also was noted as an habitual offender. 105 years in prison was the sentence yesterday afternoon. That from the Office of Prosecuting Attorney Eric M. Hoffman. All right, how about the lighter side of news? President Mearns, by the way, coming up in about 4 minutes live from BSU's campus, where they have no delays ever, basically. Here's the lighter side of news. Let's see what's going on today.
It's January 19th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Popcorn Day. The tasty treat has long been a staple of trips to the movies, sitting around the house, or walking around a fair. They're great for almost any occasion, and whether drenched in butter, covered in caramel, or dusted with cheese, there's no wrong way to eat them. So sit back and enjoy a fistful throughout the day. Also on this date, in 1883, Roselle, New Jersey switched on the lights as the first electrical system using overhead wires was built by Thomas Edison. And cyclist Lance Armstrong admitted to doping in all seven of his Tour de France wins in 2013, forever disgracing his legacy. If it's your birthday today, you share it with Master of the Macabre, author and poet Edgar Allan Poe, born in 1809. And the Queen of Country, Dolly Parton, born in 1946. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
At 8:12, we will have a live interview with a president next. He is standing by live. Mr. Mearns next on WMUN.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life. life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Good morning. Snowy roads, not great. Lots of school delays. Some are closed. WLBC.com and our station across the hallway, 104.1 WLBC, has updates every 10 minutes. It changes a lot, so pay attention to Jared Boomer across the hallway. In the teaching department at Ball State University, they are schooling our youth, as it were, to never bury the lead. I do the same thing here, and that means we do the most important and pertinent things first in an interview situation like we're in now with BSU President Jeffrey Mearns. The most important item on the minds of the community, the citizens, the people throughout East Central Indiana and worldwide about the president of the mid-major university known as the home of the Cardinals. How is the healing process? Are you full go for resumption of the family ping pong match that was interrupted by your severe traumatic injury, sir?
Well, I'm not sure it was severe and traumatic, but it was a pretty serious one. But, you know, I'm not so much focusing on the resuming the ping pong match with my son. All of my focus, all of my physical therapy, all my training now is to ensure that I'm ready for cornhole in September to continue my undefeated winning streak against you, Steve Lindell.
All right, very good. He remembers that a little incorrectly, probably some of the head damage that happened from the traumatic injury. We'll cycle back to Ball State sports in just a minute. In fact, there is a Squishmallow event coming up, as I understand it. We'll get to that towards the end of the segment here with President Mearns. There was a survey recently, the Hoosier survey, showing year-over-year consistency in Indiana residents' thoughts on social issues like marijuana use and abortion. The Bowen Center was in charge or a part of that. Is that right?
That's correct. So the Bowen Center has been engaged here at Ball State for, I think, nearly 20 years, maybe founded in the mid-2000s. The reason it's important, it's the only regular survey that's conducted of Indiana adults. So it's an Indiana-specific public opinion survey that is done on a regular basis. So the survey is conducted of about 600 adults, and they ask these folks questions, their opinions about national, state, and local issues. So the most recent survey, as you said, focused on a couple of issues that are of interest. One was asking people about their opinions on legalizing marijuana, and what they found was 54% of the folks who responded to the survey supported legalizing marijuana for personal use. Another 32% didn't support legalizing it for personal use, but legalizing it for medicinal use. And about 10% of Indiana residents did not think marijuana should be legal for any purpose. And as you mentioned a moment ago, pretty consistent year over year compared to the last survey. The other topic they asked questions was about abortion. And again, what they found was 31% of the folks who responded to the survey thought abortion should be legal in most cases. 28% found that it should be legal in all cases. 27%, a similar number, believe marijuana should be illegal in most cases. And 10% said their opinion was that abortion should be illegal in all cases. So again, this is information that can help inform the important decisions that are made by our elected officials in the General Assembly and the governor.
BSU President Jeffrey Mearns live. It's 8:19 in the morning as we're talking on January the 19th. There's a new feature on this program. I'm sure you listen practically every day because you're an aficionado of the WMUN and local news radio. It's called Word of the Day. My brother Patrick in Minnesota gave me a Christmas gift, a Word of the Day calendar. So before the end of this interview, if you would be so kind, learned president that you are, could you use today's Word of the Day, which is wherefore? Wherefore. Anywhere within the rest of our interview, wherefore is the word of the day. Could you do that for me?
I will give it a try.
No, come on. Come on.
Wherefore art thou, Steve? Not yet. No. Okay.
Come on. Just in the crux.
Okay. I'll slip it in.
Thank you. I look forward to that. Hoops. How about those Cardinal women? Holy cow.
Yeah, they are on a roll. So our women's basketball team is, I was going to say off to a great start, but we're actually probably about halfway through the season. They're 15-2 overall, undefeated in the MAC. They've won 9 games in a row. Their only losses this season are to national powerhouses, UConn and Notre Dame. And just on Wednesday afternoon, Allie Becky, our star point guard, we were playing at Central Michigan. She scored 36 points. The entire Central Michigan team only scored 47.
Ouch.
And she was 10 for 11 from the field. She shot more than 90% from the field, including, I think, half a dozen three-pointers. So, they're on a roll. But a big game coming up on Sunday. I hope all your listeners will pack Worthen Arena. We play Toledo, who's 12-3 overall. They're also 5-0 in the MAC. It's 6 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. I just heard your weather forecast, so it's going to be sunny on Sunday afternoon. So wherefore aren't you going to be on Sunday afternoon?
Oh, well
Steve
done,
Lindell.
BSU President Mearns right there. Monday I might be at Worthen because I think that's gymnastics, if my notes are correct. Are they home on Monday?
I think that's right. And of course, on Saturday, our men's basketball team, which is having a good season. They're off to a slow start in the MAC, but having a good season. They're coming off a victory at Eastern Michigan, and they play our big rival, Miami, so that's 2 o'clock at Worthen. So you can spend Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at Worthen Arena, staying warm and eating popcorn and watching Cardinal victories.
My question was interrupted by the guest just a moment ago. I was trying to tie in Gymnastics Monday to the Squishmallows, because apparently, President Mearns, as you full well know, it is a Squishmallow event. They're going to have a Squishmallow cannon, I think, and they're going to fire these things out right at the heads of little kids that come and watch the lady. I think it's going to be very entertaining. Will there be any video on that, any YouTube live or anything?
I don't know, but I also trust our folks that they will not be shooting cannons of any type, Squishmallow cannons, at young children. I assume they'll be launching them into the air, and so even somebody like you would be able to catch a Squishmallow.
What do you mean somebody like me, undefeated cornhole athlete that I am? What's that all about?
By the way, do you still display the Squishmallow that I gave you?
Yeah, it's right there. I'm looking right at it. It's in the other studio. It's in the Axia Command Center with Emily Guffey. It's got the square little hat on that I wish I could have worn.
So you should be promoting that, getting it out on social media, and encouraging everyone to show up.
All right, done deal. MCS, you oversee, Ball State does, and The situation has gone very, very nicely so far for the several years. The Youth Citizenship Awards held last Saturday. How about your comments about this program and those awesome kids, too?
So these are outstanding students of a variety of grades at MCS. These are students who are nominated by their teachers for things like integrity, leadership, kindness, and commitment and dedication to serving others. What happens in the classroom is very important in terms of students learning to read and write and science. But also we want to work with our partners at MCS to ensure that those students have leadership, good values. And so I'm really pleased and proud and grateful for the outstanding work that Dr. K and the school board and all of the outstanding teachers and staff at Muncie Community Schools, an extraordinarily dedicated group that's making a difference, a positive difference in the lives of 5,000 or 6,000 youngsters every school day.
WMUN News Radio, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk with the talk of Ball State. He is President Mearns. BSU will host an Economic Outlook Lunch. This is the annual one that Mike Hicks of your university has done for many years. I guess Senator Todd Young will even be there this time.
That's right. So it's at the Horizon Convention Center next Friday, lunch next Friday.
26th, everybody. 26th. Go ahead.
Yep, 26th. Unfortunately, you have to register in advance, so it's too late to register, but it's going to be a great event. And Mike will talk about and make some predictions or prognostications about the economy in our region next year. And then Senator Young, who's very thoughtful and very well informed, he will speak about his views about the future of the Indiana economy. So it's going to be an important event, and we're delighted to host that every year and grateful to Senator Young and his staff for joining us next Friday.
President Mearns, Professor Hicks, and others' involvement in subject matter that is outside of the campus and the benefit to the communities beyond the Cardinal campus, speak to that, the fact that your professors are involved even beyond the teaching of students situation.
That's right. So, you know, if you see our mission statement or if you look at our strategic plan, you know, our mission really focuses on two prime goals. One is focusing on the educational experience and opportunities for our students, and the other is doing all that we can to enhance the economic, civic, and social vitality of the communities that we serve here all across East Central Indiana. And our professors and our staff, everything from the United Way Day of Action all the way up to this important information about the economy, the project that we're doing with the Muncie Community Schools, the Village, the work that we're doing in partnership with Ball Memorial Hospital to try to enhance opportunities for high quality, accessible healthcare in our region. We're proud and grateful for the opportunity to support our friends and neighbors all across East Central Indiana.
At that January 26th luncheon, could I suggest something that might make some buzz? That's Professor Mike Hicks and Senator Young in a thumb wrestling contest on stage. Would you consider passing that along?
Would consider passing that along.
That means no. Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns, my guest. I understand your AD, Jeff Mitchell, recently appointed somebody new to take the job of somebody that, he had the absolute best smile and was the nicest person I've ever met aside from you, and that's Haven Fields.
Yeah, Haven Fields, we're grateful for his service to Ball State and proud of the work that he did here, and we wish him well. He's heading off to the University of Washington.
That's a bit of lateral move, is it not, sir? A lateral?
Yeah, he's going from deputy AD to deputy AD. Of course, they've got although they're now looking for maybe they've already completed their search for a football coach because their football coach went to replace Nick Saban down at Alabama.
Lucky, but lucky move there, I thought, for the
right.
coach.
But, you know, we've got a great talent pipeline all across the university and within athletics. So Jeff Mitchell, our outstanding AD, promoted Alex Perry from within to be the new deputy AD. And if you know Alex, he's also personable and smart and experienced and also driven by our values. So we produce talent in our students, and also we've got extraordinary talent in our faculty and staff all across the university. So wish Haven well, and also we're confident that Alex is going to do a great job in this new opportunity, new role.
That's President Jeffrey Mearns, BSU, going to be squishmallowing on Monday. That's a new word I just created. That is not the word of the day. And then throw those basketball
And I don't
games.
Think it ever will be.
It's quite possible, sir. Thank you. Very, very entertaining and informing as usual. I appreciate your service, sir.
I'm happy to do it and wish everyone safe driving on the roads and come out and see us this weekend. Great, some great Ball State basketball this weekend.
All right, President Jeffrey Mearns live on WMUN 828. A lot more to come. Including something in their national news, which you may have heard about or maybe you missed. I'll just tease it with, ho-hum, it happened again. That's next on WMUN.
Lowe's knows pros want savings now. That's why, as an MVP's Pro Rewards member, you get volume savings on orders of $1,500 or more at the Pro Desk. And there's more. We've lowered our prices on select top products like electrical wire and drywall, so you can get the job necessities for less. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. In-store only. Exclusions, restrictions, and more terms apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Did you know that some ordinary cold medicines can raise your blood pressure? That's why NyQuil High Blood Pressure is specially formulated to provide cold and flu symptom relief without ingredients like sugar, alcohol, and decongestants. Just one dose of NyQuil High Blood Pressure starts working fast to relieve your worst cold and flu symptoms so you can get a good night's sleep. If you have high blood pressure and need nighttime relief from your cold and flu symptoms, choose NyQuil High Blood Pressure. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Live on January the 19th, ho-hum, they did it again. Congress passed a short-term bill to prevent a government shutdown, sending it to the president. I say ho-hum because doesn't this happen about every 3, 4, 5 months, or even that? I don't know. Anyway, we hope that they figure whatever they need to figure out soon. On WMUN, this is Delaware County Today. We'll talk high school sports in a little while. 8:40 is the hit time for Mark Forster in studio live guest as we continue through the morning. Hello, Coffee with Bill. No delay for you. I'm hearing no delays, no closures, just coffee and good talk about the community. Lots of schools, though. Wow. In fact, there's more changes in just the past 10 or 12 minutes or so. Jared Boomer, WLBC, across the hallway on what we call the mothership of Woof Boom Radio Group. He is tracking these schools as they continue to change their plans a little bit. Lots of delays that started that way have changed to closed, and the roads are seem to get worse as traffic has been moving that snow around, squishing it and freezing it. The temperatures are going to fall a little bit during the day, too. That from meteorologist Paul Poteet. Now, another danger in your refrigerator.
This is House Call for Health. New analysis of 42 previous medical studies shows that drinking one glass or more of 100% fruit juice every day can lead to weight gain in children and adults. It's a correlation between drinking 100% fruit juice daily and an increase in body mass index, or BMI. The study finds that younger children under age 11 who drank an additional serving of 8 ounces per day had a higher increase in BMI compared to adults and older children. Because of concerns about the growing rate of childhood obesity, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that parents avoid giving juice entirely to children under 1 year old and to limit juice to 4 ounces a day, if any, for kids between the ages of 1 and 3. That study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association this past Tuesday. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
People are going to be talking about this. Muncie Central basketball history to be on display during the NBA All-Stars event in Indianapolis. We're going to hold that until Monday morning's program and news. That's a really, really cool story. Thanks, Cheryl, for passing that along. If you ever want to send info and nuggets to me and to the station, WMUN at woofboom.com, WMUN at woofboom.com. Next up here, Chad is planning way ahead.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The congressional calendar is always subject to change, but the current House calendar has the body meeting the first week of June, the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings at Normandy hit on June 6th. That's why former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wrote to Speaker Mike Johnson urging him to change the congressional schedule. Pelosi wants Johnson to accommodate bipartisan congressional delegations to travel to Normandy for the occasion. Quote, D-Day will forever serve as a vivid reminder of the cost of freedom and the blessing of peace, wrote Pelosi. Pelosi has led bipartisan congressional delegations to Normandy to mark previous anniversaries of the Allied D-Day invasion. The most recent occasion was the 75th anniversary in 2019. In fact, this may be the last opportunity to mark a major anniversary with living veterans who fought at Normandy. Congress bid farewell to its final World War II veterans nearly a decade ago. Republican Ralph Hall and Democrat John Dingell retired. Both are now deceased. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
On WMUN's Delaware County Today, as we roll on through the hour, next guest moments away, talking high school basketball next on WMUN.
Get deals on what you need during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's. Right now, save $250 when you buy a DeWalt 12-inch sliding miter saw and adjustable stand together. Plus, save $710 on an LG kitchen suite and earn three times the bonus points on all LG appliances. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Bonus points calculated before tax and fees after applicable discounts of any. Valid 115 to 126. Subject to change.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. The best athletes don't just play the game, they change it. When it comes to investing, GameBridge is doing the same. Their online platform does things differently because it's designed to put you in charge of growing your own savings. It's intuitive, it's easy, and best of all, it's on your terms. No wonder GameBridge has earned the trust of 40% repeat customers. It's a better way to invest because it's investing your way. Get started today with as little as $1,000 at GameBridge.io.
What makes education-based athletics in Indiana different from other youth sports programs?
Our coaches genuinely care about their student-athletes as people, not just as athletes. And their top priority is teaching and mentoring, not winning and losing.
Our student-athletes play for the love of the game. They have pride in their school and community. They want to represent something bigger than themselves.
Our parents and fans know the student-athletes on the team. They've seen them grow up and care about them. They paint their faces, pack the stands, and cheer loud and proud. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. High school sports in Indiana couldn't be more different from other youth sports programs.
And we wouldn't have it any other way. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is keeping education in front of athletics. This is passion you won't find anywhere else. This is your IHSAA.
After the holidays, millions of people start a new diet, only to fail again. I think you deserve a diet that works. Hi, I'm Zola from PlanZDiet.com. I failed over and over on all those other diets, too. I got so frustrated, I developed my own diet. It's Plan Z by Zola. Plan Z is working for thousands of no longer frustrated dieters right now. Go to PlanZDiet.com to learn how Plan Z dieters lose an average of 31 pounds in just 50 days with no exercise, none. You'll learn about my patented ZR50 Crave Control Spray. You just spray the formula under your tongue. Gone go the cravings, the hunger, the headaches, the jitters, and more. The ZR50 spray comes with the Plan Z diet and only the Plan Z diet. Order Plan Z now and get big savings. I want you to succeed on a diet. I want to give you a chance at a healthier and happier life that comes after that weight is gone. Go to PlanZDiet.com today and learn more, because you deserve a better diet.
Hello, Tyler Ewing here from Westminster Village. We are incredibly fortunate to be in a community that has supported us for 49 years. We are proud to give back by supporting local high school sports. Our philosophy is having a life in balance, nurturing the mind, the body, and the spirit. And that starts at an early age. Westminster supports high school sports, and we hope you do too by attending, and most of all, enjoying the games with your loved ones.
When you hear Magna, what does that mean to you?
I think of one of the best places to work in Delaware County. Hello, they've won Muncie's Quest for the Best now 2 years running.
I think of a large manufacturing company. I mean, they're all over the country, all over the world actually, a supplier for the global automotive industry. And they have a location right here in Muncie.
Say it with me, Magna. What does it mean to you? Because it means everything to them. Imagine where a career at Magna could take you. Visit Magna.com for more info.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Update, I have not heard from Ed Knatzer. I assume they are on time. Mentioned earlier, coffee with Bill. Bill Lett is the guy that he owns a brewery. He's got a couple of other business interests, and he's a good man. And they get together, they have coffee, and they talk about the city and county and business and solve the world's problems. Mark Forster, that sounds like your cup of tea.
I'm just a sports guy, man.
No, you're far more than that, baby.
Just
a
sports
guy. TV star, sports guy, statewide coverage.
You know, it's convenient when I do those TV broadcasts, they never put me on camera. Is that a message?
Probably.
I don't know if it's me or if it's just what they do.
No, it probably is. Yeah. It probably is. Can we do a stand-up for our TV broadcasts?
We can.
Swing the camera around. Have Thomas or one of the other fine staff members give a stand-up.
Have I ever told you what my fantasy football name was? Did we talk about that here?
I don't think so. What was it?
I told somebody. Face for Radio is my fantasy football name. So maybe it fits the bill of why I'm not on camera.
How did you do in that fantasy football?
I made the playoffs, and that's all that matters. Because then I don't have to dance on the corner because the last place person in the playoffs and the last place person in the regular season has to wear a shirt that says they're not good at fantasy football and dance on the corner.
Which corner? Around here?
The corner on High Street. High Street, I believe, in Jackson.
Okay. All right. Very nice.
Yeah. Or Washington, actually.
Is your team still in it to win it as far as...
No. That's over. It stops in the regular season. Oh. But, hey, to me, a win, winning money, it's great.
So who's doing the T-shirt?
Chad Massoff's one of them.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He's one of them. He did it last year, actually, too. Back-to-back years.
Are you going to have video
on
that?
He's consistent. I have the video there. Maybe he's listening this morning. Right. Who knows?
Mark Forster is the guest that I have not introduced yet. Good heavens. We've been on the air for 2 minutes with him. Come on, Steve. Wake up. We're talking high school basketball. We've had a couple of schedule changes.
Yes.
For this weekend. Saturday will be the game here on WMUN.
It will. And I will say for high school sports fans tonight, I would check your schools as far as events and how that changes. Yeah. Oftentimes, the protocols kind of changed over the last couple of years. Typically, when schools closed, which we have several schools that are going to e-learning days, but the fact it's e-learning, I think, changed the course of having evening events. But I would just check because there's a couple of area schools that will be going on the road. Specifically, I'm looking at a team like Delta going to Pendleton Heights. Again, we're not saying anything's changed, but I would be cognizant of that. But, yes, our game tomorrow is Westdale versus Frankton. That is a really interesting matchup. You know, Frankton used to be a 2A school. They're now in 3A, so they're in the same sectional as Yorktown and Delta. They used to be in Wapahani's sectional, and so Westdale and Frankton used to play each other, and it was kind of like a sectional preview or an area preview. And so I think it's going to be an intriguing game. Josh Burkett in his first year as head coach at Westdale, they're excited about that program, and Frankton is Madison County's version of consistency, I would say.
About a minute left in our content-heavy hour this morning, power hour this afternoon. Is it going to be Reaction Friday by any chance?
Can be.
I like it.
What a big weekend for Ball State sports. You have the Hall of Fame induction tonight. We had Jeff Mitchell on yesterday. He was fantastic. Men's basketball could go to 2-4 in conference play. They could be right in the middle of the conference after this weekend. And then, of course, the marquee event on Sunday night is a Ball State women's basketball in Toledo. First spot in Mid-American Conference on the line in national TV primetime, 6 o'clock on Sunday at Worthen.
And then Monday at Worthen, I got gymnastics. They're going to have your very, very hot commodity Squishmallow night. You know what the Squishmallows are? They throw those at the kids.
Oh, and yeah, and
have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Is that fun?
Oh, kidding me? Have you seen the Squishmallow in the Axia Command Center?
Oh,
yeah,
oh.
Yeah, yeah. Ours is a giant version because we don't do anything halfway at WMUN and Wolf Boom Radio.
You know, I should ask questions when things are in the studio. One of the days I just looked and I'm like, all right, that's new in the studio.
Actually,
yeah, that's okay.
Generally speaking, it's not best to ask
questions. Oh, don't ask questions?
You know what I mean? Because it's like you
that's
might
what
not,
I do for a living, Steve.
Like
I just ask questions and I learn.
Mark Forster, thank you so kindly.
Thank you.
WMUN News Summary. Now, a teenage boy rescued a woman from a house fire in Newcastle Friday. Kurt Darling reports on a recollection of what happened there.
Coy Adkins was getting ready for school last Friday when he saw the smoke coming from a neighbor's house.
I ran across the street, and I was talking to the neighbor out here that lives on the other half of the house. She's like, yeah, the lady's still inside.
He told Wish TV he ran in and crawling on hands and knees, he found the woman and dragged her out, where paramedics took it from there. Newcastle Fire Battalion Chief Jeff Murray.
Very heroic. that's not something that everybody does all the time.
Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Colleen. State lawmakers considering a bill to establish a state fund for researching the clinical use of so-called shrooms, a Schedule I drug that the Food and Drug Administration has given breakthrough therapy status. Senate Bill 139 doesn't seek to legalize anything, said sponsor Senator Ed Charbonneau. He just wants to elevate the discussion.
Honor Band and Chorus at Muncie Central High School.
Their state music association for ISMA. And we're really excited to have three of our students that were selected to participate in all-state honor programs with the band. We had one of our students, Lucy Williams, who was selected to participate in the Junior All-State Band. And then we had two students selected to participate in the All-State Honors Choir, Carmen Maxwell and Jonah Smith.
Principal Chris Walker on WMUN News Radio yesterday. Hear that entire segment on WMUNMuncie.com right now. Health First Grants. What are those? Madison County Health Department Administrator Stephanie Mellinger.
So local health departments take the funding, agreeing to provide core services, core public health services. If the health department does not directly provide those services, we must document how we collaborate and or partner with other agencies that do. So the whole idea came from the Governor's Public Health Commission recommendations that no matter what zip code any Indiana resident lives in, we all have the same access to the same services.
From yesterday's Mitch in the Morning on Oldies 101 from Wolf Boom Radio Group.
Whether you've wanted to play a flute, trombone, tuba, or maybe another instrument, here's an opportunity to learn or relearn. The Anderson University School of Music, Theater, and Dance is collaborating with the Madison County Community Orchestra to form a new beginner wind ensemble. Mike Snyder is adjunct faculty in community music at AU.
My goal is to help adults in Madison County, and particularly in Anderson, have the opportunity to learn how to play an instrument in a way that's affordable and accessible to everybody.
Sessions start this Monday, the 22nd. The link to learn more is on our Wolf Boom Radio News webpage. Brett Busby, Wolf Boom Radio News.
Another radio plan change. Frankton at Westdell, 7 p.m. airtime tomorrow for WMUN High School Boys Basketball this weekend. 92.5 FM, 1340 AM streaming and Wolf Boom Radio TV on all the high school games. And that allows us to have the Pacers game tonight on WMUN. A bill to improve the reading ability of Hoosier kids is moving along in the state legislature. Kurt Darling reports on the initial discussions.
The bill has a mixture of support and opposition. It would give third graders who don't pass iRead in the second grade three tries to pass it or risk being held back. That latter part is concerning to Dr. Vince Edwards, who's a school principal in Fortville.
There is a 60-year body of research around retention that has shown lots of negative impacts, especially social-emotional.
State Senator Linda Rogers says the retention aspect is simply a last resort for struggling students. The bill passed out of a Senate committee Wednesday. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
From the heart of Indiana United Way, heart-to-heart conversations, as described by board member Alyssa Wells.
We're working to be sure we're hearing from diverse voices. Those kitchen table conversations start from a place of hope, and we want to hear from those folks. And so What do you hope for your community? What do we have? Why don't we have those things? What can we do to work together to overcome those challenges and get to your ideal community? And what I love about this is we're talking to folk who may not attend the city council meeting or may not serve on a board of directors where their voice can be heard.
From WMUN's Delaware County Today radio show, get with them if you want to be part of those conversations. Violating federal wage laws is what a company from Indianapolis is accused of doing.
And investigators say this isn't the first time. I'm John Herrick. The U.S. Department of Labor says Protection Plus Incorporated has to pay more than $27,000 in civil penalties for its repeat violations. They say 31 security professionals are owed more than $28,000 in overtime back wages and liquidated damages. The department says this is the third time they've been caught doing that in 5 years. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
What's next in Yorktown? Manager Chase Bruton.
That went out from our RDC, another acronym.
What's that one?
That's the Redevelopment Commission. So they we own quite a bit of land in downtown. So we've been going through that process, interviewing developers, and we're getting close to what I think is going to be a good deal for the downtown. Really kind of a transformative project. We're looking at some mixed use. More to come on that.
From WMUN's Delaware County Today radio show earlier this week. Rubik's Cube turns 50 this year. The 3D combination puzzle invented 1974 by Hungarian sculptor and professor of architecture Erno Rubik and was originally called the Magic Cube. He applied for a patent in Hungary in early 1975, which was granted later that year. When a child is a victim of human trafficking, the trauma can impact how they are seen in court, says Judge Kim Dowling.
And so it appears as though they're lying. They may look down. They may be there if they're in detention themselves as a result of whatever they did to bring the trafficking to our attention. And then they may be in a jumpsuit. They may be in shackles as they go to court to testify against their perpetrator. And so then they're going to look like the defendant instead of looking like the victim.
She teaches and trains statewide on how to see it and how to convict for it. This is Human Trafficking Prevention Month. A fetus could be considered an income tax dependent in Indiana. That's being looked at by members of the Indiana Senate.
If approved, it would allow for a deduction for around $1,500. But the person filing for the exemption would be required to get a doctor's signature and proof that verifies the pregnancy.
We believe that acknowledging children from conception helps create a culture of life in Indiana.
Jody Smith with Indiana Right to Life saying this week that it would give pregnant women the support they need, but critics say it places the rights of the fetus or the embryo above the rights of someone who's pregnant. No action on this is supposed to be taken, though, this legislative session. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
You may have had a small loan in the past. One Indiana politician says lenders are taking advantage of you and your family.
To cap interest rates at 36% for payday loans.
That's the purpose behind a bill authored by Democrat State Rep. Carrie Hamilton, who says there needs to be higher standards and strict punishments for predatory lenders that take advantage of struggling Hoosiers.
As a state leader, I think it's clear that allowing these practices is poor fiscal responsibility.
Hamilton says lenders have cost Hoosiers $26 million since 2021. She says that's unacceptable. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
Cops in Spain had no trouble finding the man who broke into the police station and ate an officer's lunch. You see, he left his wallet behind in the room. From the Dumb Criminals Department, we end our local news summary there. Update, Coffee with Bill, live radio. Ed Knatzer, the organizer or co-organizer of the event, says, and I quote, "We are on for CWB. A little slush can't stop us. Therefore, come one, come all to CWB." Sent from the iPhone of Ed Knatzer, Realtor. That's the right way to say that word, by the way. That was not the word of the day. Mommy, I'll call you Sunday. I always do. I'm the good son that sends the gigantic floral arrangements at the appropriate dates and times with the help of my beautiful wife, Nancy. My name is Steve. Later today, we'll have, in fact, top of hour, Dan Patrick. See if anybody else has been fired in the NFL. It seems to happen this time of year. Power hour this afternoon, 4 to 5 live. Those Pacers are on the radio tonight. No high school game tonight. As Mark said, check for your school's plans for all the weather and roads. Saturday night game is on the WMUN back Monday morning. For Emily Guffey in the Axia Command Center, I'm Steve Lindell. Have a great weekend from WMUN.